USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The hostage release will have to wait another day.
A four-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas will begin tomorrow morning, a day later than originally announced, which is leading to the release of dozens of hostages held by militants and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. The deal appearing to hit a last-minute snag when Israel's national security advisor announced a one-day delay late Wednesday without providing a reason. I'm Corey Myers.
There's a push online for a third-party presidential ticket.
There is an online petition urging Senators Mitt Romney of Utah and Joe Manchin of West Virginia to form a bipartisan presidential ticket. The Draft Romney-Manchin Committee initiated the petition, emphasizing the need for leaders who can bridge political extremes. The objective is to encourage the No Labels Convention in Dallas to nominate Romney for president and Manchin for vice president. I'm John Schaefer.
Google Maps is introducing a revamped color scheme, with roadways now appearing in shades of gray instead of white and yellow. Parks and grassy areas are slightly brighter green, while water is now a more turquoise blue. Despite mixed opinions about the new aesthetics, Google Maps has enhanced features, including additional information on electric vehicle charging stations and improved search capabilities. Here's one more reason to talk about KC Chiefs Travis Kelce. Other than he's dating Taylor Swift, Travis has teamed up with his brother, Philadelphia Eagles Jason Kelce, to sing a Christmas song.
You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you ass, I forgot it's our last.
The brothers did a remake of the Pogues' 80s hit and renamed it King of South Philly. It's not exactly feel good, but it's on the Eagles Christmas CD that raises money for charity. This is USA News.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-500-2021. 800-500-2021. That's 800-500-2021.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is declaring a state of emergency after a train derailment caused a chemical spill. Officials say at least 15 cars derailed Wednesday afternoon in the remote area of Mount Vernon. It's about 55 miles south of Lexington. At least two cars spilled sulfur. Beshear said people in the small town of Livingston have been encouraged to evacuate. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is accused in a 1993 sex assault. The mayor's accuser claims Adams sexually assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. He was a transit cop back in 1993. The lawsuit, which seeks at least $5 million, was filed late Wednesday night, just 2 days before the November 24th deadline for the Adult Survivors Act. A Southern California man being exonerated after serving 25 years in prison for a drive-by shooting in southeast Los Angeles. 44-year-old Miguel Solario was released by a judge this month after prosecutors agreed he had been wrongly convicted for a murder he didn't commit.
They just came and arrested me and they questioned me and I was like, what's going on here?
Solario was a free man on November 9th. Solario thanked the attorneys with the Northern California Innocent Project. Actor Jamie Foxx is being hit with a sexual assault lawsuit in New York. It claims Foxx assaulted a woman on a rooftop bar back in 2015. The woman who filed the lawsuit says Foxx groped her in the back of the bar while security let it happen. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.